Moreton Bay's Home of Information, 101.5 FM on the line. We have the very brilliant Steve Meckenbecker from Canstar. How are you, sir? Good morning.
I'm terrific, Shane. I'm not very off-guard that way.
Well, it's a first for everybody. We've got historic lows on interest rates, and I've got to pose a question for you, Steve. What does the RBA actually take into account when they determine what they're going to do with rates?
It's a great question because I think, it's a question that's got to be on people's minds at this stage. Every borrower has an interest in that, and this, and every saver, every self-funded retiree has an interest in this. The number one part of their brief is to keep the inflation rate between 2 and 3%. That's the number one part of their brief. And inflation rate is a great indicator of what's going on in the economy. So wages going up, prices going up, people spending money, all of these things come out in the inflation rate. And the fact is that it's quite a while since the Reserve Bank has actually managed to get an inflation rate between 2 and 3%. And it's sitting at around 1.3, 1.4% now. So it's a long time since they've actually managed to get into that band. This is not a unique problem to Australia because right around the world, inflation rates are low and governments and reserve central banks around the world have not actually been able to do much about it. They'd love to give inflation a kickstart because that would mean growth was getting a kickstart and unemployment was reducing, et cetera, et cetera. So that takes me, I guess, to the next thing. And the next thing is I guess, growth. If you look at it, is the economy growing? Well, what's the GDP growth? That's the gross domestic product in Australia. So is the economy growing? Now, the economy, if the economy is growing, jobs are being created. And we are seeing jobs growth. But jobs are being created if the economy grows. Businesses are investing and people are working overtime and wages go up. And if wages go up, consumers spend and the economy grows further. So there's this virtuous circle that they want to kick off, but they're having trouble. The Reserve Bank is having trouble kicking it off because it looks at it and says, we can't do it alone. We need help. But that's what they're trying to do, get that virtuous circle going so that they can kick growth off in the market. So growth in GDP, gross domestic product, growth in the number of jobs. Now, the other thing, though, is unemployment. And the Reserve Bank governor came out and said this was going to be one of the key measures he'd be looking at. He made that statement a few months ago, and they're sticking by it. Unemployment is currently at 5.3%. It was just up a smidge in the last quarter. But 5.3%, now it's not historically high, but it's higher than we're seeing in a lot of other economies around the world. And frankly, it's a number that the Reserve Bank governor says is too high. He wants to get it down to 4.5%. So if we see unemployment rising, not falling, then the Reserve Bank governor is going to say, okay, we need to stimulate the economy again, create some more jobs, and to get people into work and spending money so that we grow the economy. So that's the other thing that it's looking at. Now, why is unemployment so high? Well, the components of unemployment are, one, jobs being created. And yes, jobs are being created, but the other component is the participation rate in the workforce, and that's the number of adults actually choosing to work, and that's been going up. That's been going up for quite some time now, and that's meant that even though we're creating jobs, the unemployment rate is increasing. The other issue with unemployment is that there is underemployment, and this is where people can only get part-time work when they actually want full-time work, and which means their income's low and they're not spending enough to stimulate the economy. So unemployment is kind of the headline measure, but it's made up of participation rates, jobs growth, and then underemployment is a very important aspect of it as well.
Batten the hatches, hang in for perhaps a rough ride, or maybe just a small little bit of downturn. As always, you've summed it up so beautifully. We do appreciate your time on the radio. Steve Meckenbecker from Canstar. Appreciate it. This is Moreton Bay's Home of Information, 101.5 FM.